Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've all heard the old adage, cleanliness is next to godliness. And in today's world of bacterial and viral phobias, schools, hospitals, and hotels are worshiping cleanliness now more than ever. Our next guest's upstate company, through a collaboration with another industry partner in this area, recently won an award for disrupting the cleanliness industry. Jack McBride is CEO of Contech, based in Spartanburg, South Carolina, winner of the InnoVision 2018 Technology Integration Award. Today he's in our studio. Jack, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Congrats on this award.
Thank you again. We're very proud of what Contech and Titex have been able to do together.
Well, give us a brief history of your company.
Contech started in 1988 servicing the clean room manufacturing industry, which would be microelectronics, pharmaceuticals, and biotech. We became a manufacturing company in 92. We grew in the automotive industry in the 90s. 2000, we decided to focus more on the life science market, servicing the pharmaceutical, biotech, and med device industries. In 2006, we opened a plant in China to service the Asian market. 3 years ago, we opened a plant in the UK to service the pharmaceutical industry in the EU.
And now talk about the collaboration that went into this award and what this product is.
Titex is a stitch bonding textile company that developed a unique product that utilized two non-woven layers, which sandwiched a web of polyester and then stitch bonded through those three layers with a microfiber. And the microfiber has a small loop on the top where it would attach to a mop and a large loop on the bottom, which serves as the cleaning surface. What their challenge was to get this product to market and to get it converted from fabric into a finished mop in a way that would make it economical for end users, particularly targeting the hospital market. So we do a lot of converting using lasers and ultrasonics to seal polyester and synthetic fabrics together so that they don't generate particles. So we utilized our equipment and then redesigned some of our production lines to be able to take that fabric, convert it cleanly, and at a cost point where it was effective for the hospital industry.
Are there other industries now that are looking at this?
Yes. One of the largest growing sectors in the flooring industry is luxury vinyl tile. And traditional mops can redeposit dirt into the texturing of luxury vinyl tile and leave a haze surface. So they're looking at disposable microfiber as an option.
What were the hurdles that you had to overcome in putting this product together?
The biggest hurdle was getting the market to appreciate that the current process of laundering microfiber mops was broken, and that the microfiber mops are coming back into the hospital not only with organic contaminants that are going to redeposit on the floor, but with living contaminants such as C. diff, spores, MRSA. And if they're not killed in the laundry, they then come back and are being redeposited around the hospital.
How long has this been out in the marketplace now for purchase?
We really launched the product about 4 years ago. We initially targeted the operating room, which we see as obviously a critical environment for cleanliness. And as we launched the product, the people in environmental services said, we would love to see this product in a format for room-to-room cleaning. And we launched it in the room-to-room cleaning market about two and a half years ago.
How have sales progressed?
I'll say last year at this time, we were selling about 500 to 1,000 cases a month. This last month, we sold 12,000 cases. We think we're just scratching the surface.
Tell us a little bit more about your presence in the upstate and how many employees and so on.
We've grown from 1988 with my partner and myself to 500 employees in the upstate. We have a manufacturing location that's about 100,000 square feet. We have a second location, 240,000 square feet, manufacturing a warehouse. And then we've just acquired a warehouse that's about 400,000 square feet, which will serve as our distribution center. And in those manufacturing plants, we've invested between $25 and $30 million in equipment for the manufacturing of our product line. We're a very diverse company. Gender, race, LGBTQ, Northerners, Southerners. We have a lot of different viewpoints, and it really helps when you're trying to make creative solutions, like the fact that relaundering microfiber is a broken process.
Well, Jack, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today, and congratulations again on the award.
Thank you, Mike.
Jack McBride is CEO of Contec, based in Spartanburg, South Carolina, winner of the Innovation 2018 Technology Integration Award. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.